Looking ahead, are you optimistic or concerned about the state of biodiversity and conservation worldwide, in your opinion?
It'd be very odd if I said I wasn't. I think the more useful question might be is what can we do about it? And as our population is now in 8 billion, isn't it? And we are definitely in what is described as the age of the Anthropocene, one shaped by us. We have evidence of things happening that usually happen when the whole planet goes through a mass extinction. And they're usually marked by gaps in the coral reefs because the carbon levels. So yes, we do need to somehow make people care. The projects I work on with social scientists, I'm working on big research projects in America with 70,000 participants funded by the National Grant, National Science Foundation. And one of the things that we're looking at is how to create empathy. Because if people can place themselves in the boots of other, in case animals or others, they're more likely to act and do what we call pro-environmental, you know, create pro-environmental outcomes. What we desperately need to do is to connect people to nature. Our future depends on it. There's no getting away from that. And so many of us as photographers, and there are progressively quite a few photographers now out there, who are coming together to explore exactly that question. How do we tell the stories in a powerful way that make us truly care? If we don't examine how we communicate powerfully to create social change, we're heading in a very difficult direction. And as we are now seeing, obviously, the climate change and extreme weather conditions, they called it, sorry, there is a phrase, I've lost it now. It's a way in which we see extortionate conditions where some places get wetter, some get colder, some get warmer. And this, so the answer is that I am concerned that as we enter an era that's already started to meant face-to-face times we're having here is being reduced. The way that our realities are constructed is based more on virtual than actual. It's progressively moving in that direction. I think you have to have a world that is very actual than virtual. We need to encourage people to spend time in the forest to reduce attention deficit problems. This goes back to the biophilia hypothesis of E.O. Wilson. There's lots and lots of evidence. I would encourage people to go out and spend time. But I really think we need to care and be perceptive of the actual world out there. And the more we immerse ourselves in a virtual, the more we're in danger of detaching ourselves to such an extent that we're not going to be in a position to respond in a way that can create the change we need. So that's not really, it's a really difficult, it's a huge question. The answer is, of course I am, but I would like to think that the museum shows I do around the world with the storytelling about the animals and the hundreds, millions of people who've seen my shows in, say, China and other places around the world will be introduced to ideas and hopefully to those characters and personalities of my animals and consider their stories and be empathetic to that. I believe being empathetic is one of the key elements to us making and bridging that sense of otherness to sameness, bringing it from the other to into our world.
And that's exactly what I, from my perspective, think your images are so successful at doing. Like you said about the areas of your brain that trigger empathy, your images 100% for me do that, including, for example, the fruit bat picture in one of your books. That a lot of people may find fruit bats ugly, but you've been able to trigger the empathy in my brain. So hopefully that will be the same for many people.
The image where I turned the bat upside down, was it?
Yeah.
Yes.
And I'm probably of a bias though, because I have had fruit bat pictures on my wall for about 10 years. So maybe it's a bias, yeah.
So you feel more empathy for the bats. They're an extraordinary, they say a lot about us. They create, they do what we now understand is they project through ultrasound. They project sound from inside out, creating a map of the world. And now we believe that we do that to some degree as humans. We create a generated map of the world and update our data to see that the inferences are correct and that best guess is more accurate.